Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Secret Life of Groceries, The Dark Miracle of the American Supermarket by Benjamin Lohr, is an investigative nonfiction book about the hidden system behind a everyday grocery. Shopping. Rather than treating the supermarket as a neutral place of convenience, Lohr presents it as the visible endpoint of a complex supply chain shaped by labor pressure, logistical control, and consumer demand. Through immersive reporting and extensive interviews, the book follows food from farms, fisheries, trucks, warehouses, and stores, showing how the modern grocery industry functions and who bears its costs. Its purpose is not only to explain how supermarkets work, but also to reveal the human and environmental consequences that are usually obscured by low prices, abundance, and efficiency. The book belongs to the tradition of social investigation and food system journalism, with a style that combines detailed reporting, critical analysis, and accessible prose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the supermarket depends on invisible labor from farm to shelf. A central concern of the book is the labor system that makes supermarket convenience possible. Lohr traces the chain of work required to keep shelves filled, including farm laborers, truck drivers, warehouse workers, fishers, and grocery employees. The book shows that each stage depends on people whose work is often low-paid, physically demanding, and easy for consumers to ignore. This matters because supermarkets are commonly presented as efficient retail spaces, when in reality that efficiency is built on compressed margins and relentless labor discipline. By following workers across the supply chain, the book makes clear that the grocery store is not an isolated business, but the endpoint of an interconnected employment system. The analytical value of this focus is that it shifts the reader from thinking about groceries as products to understanding them as the result of labor arrangements. That perspective exposes how consumer expectations for cheap, abundant, and always available food are linked to economic pressure on the people who move and sell that food. Secondly, the supply chain as a tightly controlled system of logistics and leverage. The book gives special attention to the mechanics of distribution, showing that supermarkets are shaped by logistics as much as by merchandising. Lohr examines how goods move through trucking networks, warehouse systems, retailer negotiations, and supplier relationships, revealing a world in which access to shelf space can determine whether a product survives commercially. This is important because the supermarket is not just a place where food is displayed. It is a gatekeeping institution that controls visibility, access, and profit. The book highlights the power imbalance between large retailers and smaller producers, especially entrepreneurs, trying to reach customers through mainstream chains. It also demonstrates that the language of efficiency often masks coercive business practices, from fees and penalties to rigid standards that suppliers must absorb. By focusing on how distribution actually works, the book explains why the grocery industry can be so opaque. The reader learns that food does not simply appear in stores through neutral market forces. It is placed there through negotiation, pressure, and highly managed systems of movement and access. Thirdly, food waste is built into supermarket standards and retail behavior. Another major theme is waste, especially the way supermarkets generate it through operational choices that seem normal to shoppers. Lohr explores aesthetic standards for produce, overstocking to maintain the appearance of abundance, and confusing date labels that encourage consumers to throw out food early. The significance of this theme is that waste is not treated as an accident or a matter of personal carelessness alone. Instead, the book shows that waste is structurally produced by a retail model that prizes visual perfection, constant fullness, and inventory turnover. This creates a contradiction at the center of modern food retail stores, promise freshness and variety. Yet the system itself discards large amounts of edible food. The book also links waste to supply chain complexity, where inefficiency at one level causes spoilage at another. That analysis is useful because it moves beyond moralizing about consumers and asks how store policies, industry norms, and market incentives shape disposal habits. Readers come away with a clearer view of why reducing food waste requires more than individual restraint. It requires changes in retail practice and labeling norms. Fourthly, certification labels and ethical branding often conceal complicated realities. Lohr investigates the world of food labels and certifications, including terms such as fair trade and free range, to show how moral branding works in practice. Rather than assuming these labels straightforwardly guarantee better conditions, the book treats them as part of an industry system that can be opaque and inconsistent. This matters because many consumers rely on labels as shortcuts for ethical decision-making, especially when they want to support humane or sustainable production without tracing a product's full history. Lohr's reporting suggests that certification is shaped by paperwork, standards, enforcement limits, and business incentives. So the label on the package may tell only part of the story. The broader implication is that ethical consumption is harder than it appears. A supermarket shelf presents dozens of moral signals, but those signals do not eliminate the structural problems of the food chain. The book does not argue that labels are meaningless. Rather, it shows their limits and the distance between marketing language and actual working conditions. This creates a more skeptical and informed view of how virtue is packaged for mass retail. Lastly, the book turns grocery shopping into a critique of consumer convenience. One of the book's strongest ideas is that the supermarket reflects the priorities of the consumer economy itself. Lore argues that demand for cheap, fast, varied, and constantly available food shapes the pressures placed on workers and suppliers. The supermarket is therefore not only a business responding to demand, but also a system that trains demand through abundance, presentation, and habit. This perspective is important because it connects individual shopping behavior to structural outcomes without reducing the issue to personal blame. The reader is asked to see how convenience depends on hidden costs that are usually pushed away from the store floor and onto vulnerable workers and distant communities. The book is especially effective in showing how normal grocery routines become morally complicated when examined closely. That does not mean it offers a simple solution or a single reform program. Instead, it encourages more careful attention to what shoppers expect from food retail and what those expectations make possible. In that way, the book functions as both a critique of the industry and a critique of the broader culture of effortless consumption. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in food systems, labor rights, journalism, consumer ethics, and the business structure of retail. It will also appeal to readers who have enjoyed investigative books about the hidden costs of everyday life, especially those that connect familiar habits to larger economic and social systems. Its main benefit is intellectual. It changes the way readers see grocery stores by revealing the labor, logistics, waste, and power relations that usually remain outside public view. It also has practical value because it helps readers evaluate labels, supply claims, and shopping assumptions with more caution. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its focus on the supermarket as a system rather than on food culture in the abstract. Lore is not simply describing ingredients or nutrition. He is tracing the institutional machinery that delivers food to consumers. The result is a book that is both readable and structurally revealing, offering a sharper understanding of how modern grocery abundance is produced and what that abundance costs for anyone who wants a serious account of the American supermarket beyond surface convenience. This book stands out as one of the more vivid and useful investigations in the category. If you would like to support Benjamin Lore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.